By way of announcement, please take a good look at the Sharing the Catholic Journey supplement to our weekly bulletin. It's a beautiful piece, and it's one that lends itself to parishioner submissions. So we look forward to hearing from many of you in upcoming editions. Also, for the high school students in our parish, NCYC, the National Catholic Youth Conference, a big event in Indianapolis. It's coming up at the Lucas Oil Stadium. 25,000 young people from around the country will be there. You're going to want to be there as well. It's a great celebration of our Catholic faith. Information is in the narthex of the church, and a deadline looms near, so we need to get folks signed up for that. Also, if you are a high school student or college age, or even if you're around that age, there's a workshop, a pro-life workshop coming up. It's called Yes to Life, and it focuses on the abortion issue. It focuses on how you as young people can make a difference, because you are at the front lines of the pro-life movement, whether you know it or not. So again, information is available in the narthex. A special welcome to those who are new to St. John's, our guests this weekend, and especially welcome to those who are here by the prompting of the Holy Spirit, those who are looking for something deeper in life, those who are striving to grow in holiness. You found the right place. You found the place where you can draw closer to the Lord Jesus in word and in sacrament and find great support among the members of this parish community. Welcome to St. John the Apostle Catholic Church. We are in the midst of a month-long reflection on stewardship. We began last weekend talking about the qualities of a good steward. Next week, I'll talk about stewardship of human life as part of our observance of Respect Life Sunday. In following Sundays, you'll hear about stewardship of talent, stewardship of time, stewardship of treasure, all as a way of drawing closer to the Lord Jesus, who invites us to go all in following him. Stewardship is an awareness, it's a consciousness that everything comes from the Lord, that all of the blessings that we enjoy in this life are from him. Stewardship is that awareness that the Lord asks us to respond to his goodness, not in terms of a part or a percentage or a portion, but by giving our all, giving our entire life over to him, serving him in how we live, serving him in how we work and how we relate with others. I gave a talk on stewardship once, and somebody approached me and said, "Father, I don't get it yet. I want to get it, but I don't understand what stewardship is." And we talked a little bit, and we talked about opposites and how sometimes you can learn what something is by knowing its opposite. And we asked the question, what is the opposite of stewardship? What is the opposite of stewardship? And the answer is that the opposite of stewardship is selfishness. Selfishness. We learn about selfishness in the gospel today. We meet the rich man who has everything going for him. Sometimes the rich man is called Dives. And there's nothing wrong with him being rich except that he ignores the poor man, Lazarus, the one who longs for just some of the scraps that fall from the rich man's table. The rich man is so selfish, so focused on his own life, so convinced that he is the very center of the universe, that he ignores the poor. And not just the poor in general or the poor in the abstract, but that poor man who is at his doorstep begging for his mercy. Dives, the selfish man, is one who probably thinks about all of his possessions, all of the ways in which he has been blessed, and he says to himself, how wonderful a person I must be that God has favored me thus. How wonderful I must be that God has favored me in this way. That's what a selfish person thinks of. A steward, on the other hand, considers the many ways in which God has been good, the many ways in which God has favored him, and he or she says, what does it mean? What is God expecting of me that he would give me all these things? What is God hoping for me to do with my life because he has blessed me so? A selfish person is oblivious to the needs of other people. We see this in Dives, the rich man. A steward, on the other hand, is looking for the opportunities to perform works of mercy. The corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, giving shelter to the homeless, and the spiritual works of mercy, looking out for those who are discouraged, helping those who have not yet found the way in Christ Jesus. A selfish person prays, but in the words of the country song, O Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. A selfish person is oblivious to the reality of sin. A selfish person is so convinced that he's already perfect, he has no need of a Savior, and he certainly has no need for the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. What have I done wrong? The selfish person says, I don't have anything to confess. The steward, on the other hand, prays, O Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Say only the word, and my soul shall be healed. The steward is aware of how deeply he or she depends upon the Lord's saving mercy. A steward is conscious of the reality of sin and seeks always to turn away from what is bad, what is empty, to turn toward that which alone gives hope. And so for a steward, the sacrament of penance and reconciliation is a regular part of that person's life. It is both a sign of holiness and a condition for holiness. It is both the outward sign that this person is seeking holiness, and it is the condition for that person becoming more holy. The holier a person gets, the more that he or she will feel the need for the sacrament of penance. We're told that Blessed Teresa of Calcutta felt the need to go to confession once a week. And if she felt the need to go to confession once a week, people like you and me ought to be going about once every half hour or so. Why is this? Why is this that the holier a person is, the more that person needs the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. It's for the very same reason that those who are physically healthy, like pro athletes, keep going back time and time again to the doctor and to the trainer so that the doctor can work on them. Look at pro football. On the sidelines of a pro football team, there are doctors, there are trainers, there are healthcare professionals. There are enough people on the sidelines of the football team to staff a small hospital. In fact, one of the coaches of a recent Super Bowl champion would tell his players, if you're not getting in there to see the team doctor so many times that you know that doctor's spouse and the names of kids and the names of the dog, you're not working hard enough. You're not leaving it all on the field. Healthy people, exemplary athletes, need to see the doctor and the trainer if they are going to be even better. In the same way, those who are growing in holiness need the sacrament of penance and reconciliation so that we might reflect more and more in our daily living the love and goodness of our God. A selfish person has developed habits of thinking of oneself first. Selfishness is a way of life. It is deeply ingrained in one's character. The practice of selfishness makes permanent. Stewardship is also a way of life, a way of life that is deeply imprinted upon one's character. And the practice of thinking of others, the practice of acknowledging the goodness of God each and every day, the practice of giving back is transformative. It makes a difference in our lives and in the lives of other people. Selfishness is emptiness and disappointment. Stewardship is fruitful. Stewardship gives us that sense of meaning and purpose in our lives. My hope is that as we reflect over the next weeks on stewardship, that we will be more and more open to what the Lord has in store for us, that we will follow more closely the path of our Lord Jesus, who gave everything that we might have life, that we might follow more closely our Blessed Mother, who said, "Be it done unto me according to your word, according to your will, according to your plan." That by reflecting upon stewardship, we will be asking the question of our God more and more intently as we consider the blessings we have received, that we will be asking the question, what does it all mean? What, dear Lord, are you expecting of me to do with all of these wonderful gifts that you have given me?